Now, I believe we are all innate leaders of something, and that all we have to do is to attune into what that something is by unlearning what it is not. And we start unlearning our programming by recognizing where we are allowing our energy to leak. Welcome to Wealthy and Aligned by Human Design, the podcast dedicated to helping you use human design in your business from the ground up. You have everything you need right now to start serving the world with immense value and get paid to do it. In this podcast, I teach you how. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Gosh, I have to take a deep breath as I'm recording this because I have just come off of being totally immersed with my inner circle ladies over the last few days. We have so much fun stuff going on over here. We gathered on sacred land to discover a new level of leadership together and finally see what being in true community really allows for the expansion of our auras and our highest potential. I'm truly in awe of these women, just dedicated to doing life and business according to the direction of their higher selves, right? And this room alone has already surpassed my wildest dreams. And I just did a count over here, and total income that we have seen has been over $375,000 in total client revenue just in the last 4 months. I mean, what? What is happening? Yes, over $375,000 because these women are redefining what it means to experience wealth through alignment. And it's not easy. It requires a new level of commitment and passion, mostly for who these ladies are determined to become rather than settling for who they have been. And I really allowed the teachings over the last couple of days to lead me. I was deeply called to remind them of the leader inside themselves. And in order to see that next level of leadership and truly embody it, we have to shed what it means to become one. And it was really interesting. Like, one of the contemplation topics was asking, okay, what does it mean to be a leader? And what do you believe most about leaders? And more than one of us had a lot of beliefs around what it meant to be a leader. So we had to do some deconditioning around that for sure. And in today's episode, I'd like to walk you into a bit of what that deconstructing process looks like and really unlock a little bit more around what it takes to become that next level leader as you head into a life of alignment inside the movement that is your unique personal wealth journey. Our own ability to lead starts with how we lead ourselves. And like I see the members inside the Alignment Academy, they're doing this so beautifully. We are all taking the 1 week to manifest $1,000 challenge inside this room, which is one of the classrooms we unlock as soon as you're inside. And I see the posts coming in. We have this category labeled wins. And every time that category lights up, my heart soars. We have a reflector being shown just how abundantly she is rewarded through her alignment theme of surprise over and over. Such synchronicity coming through. She told us a fun story of needing a new car ASAP. And after a series of synchronicities and following the guidelines inside the challenge, that literally the same day she asked her higher self for the perfect car, her husband found one with everything they wanted, including the price. And get this, the sign Luna kept following her to tell her that she was in the right place at the right time the whole time. Get it? Luna for moon. She's a reflector. So fun. You cannot make this stuff up. Another member went through the challenge and received a download for an impromptu offer that she only had to repackage from her previous content. And she took aligned action in sending out one email, posted one time, and threw up an IG story, and it sold over $400 in 24 hours. Like, what is happening? And not only did she receive the money, right? But she received inspiring messages messages from her fractal line, the people who cannot wait to pay her, telling her they loved what she was offering and just really sending her a lot of inspiring confirmation that she was on the right path, which only gave her more of the nudge she needed to keep following these inspired hits even more. And the beautiful part of this challenge is the total shift in deep-seated scarcity that once you become aware of, it literally never leaves again. Like, I used to think that anytime I shifted an old scarcity program that it might come back and I wouldn't be aware of it. But the beauty of this work is that once you are newly aware and putting into practice this new awareness, you are creating a new neural pathway for that newfound belief in abundance to root itself. It cannot leave you. So her example was a lot like one that's really plagued me over and over, which I remember I used to get mad at my daughter for using the gas fireplace in June. And I would see her turn it on and, you know, she just wanted to be cozy and she felt like having the fireplace on in the cool mornings. And I would walk in and the first thing I would think was, okay, how much is that costing? Like, does she really need it on in June? But what came out of my mouth was not how much is that costing? It was, you don't need the fireplace on in June. Like, just this rash statement from my mouth confirming this deep belief that I wouldn't have enough money to pay for the gas it took for her to have the fireplace on, which, I mean, this is a direct correlation to how deep our beliefs are around not having enough in scarcity. And when I saw that happening in real time, I immediately became aware of the true driver and intention of my words. And in that moment, I stopped it. And I remember feeling worried, like, okay, now that I know this is really what's going on here behind the scenes, like, will this continue to happen? And what I notice is it has not. And it's never been anything that I've worried about. I let the family turn the fireplace on anytime they want. Like, it's just once we shine a light on these areas that really hold us back and we see our actions in those moments, we can't unknow what we're knowing in that moment, right? So we don't worry about the fireplace anymore over here at this house. And the Alignment Academy is so exciting to me right now. It's literally breathing new life into my veins to see the wins, to see the ways that you guys are using your charts to stand into a deeper power and walk alongside your higher selves into a life of more. Just my heart is overflowing. Now, the doors to the Alignment Academy are open now at $222 a month, month-to-month commitment. If you don't like it, you don't have to stay. And this unlocks weekly breathwork sessions. Our first session was a true hit. Hundreds of hours of content, a monthly live call with me that's coming up soon, and monthly astrology forecasts. And right now we are offering a free 30-minute alignment call where you can get on with my team and find out what the best path is to take inside the academy based on where you are right now in your unique situation. This is not a sales call. We're not doing this room that way. In fact, I'm releasing sales calls from my offers more and more. The only calls I will be getting on is for the applications that come in for the inner circle and only when we have open spots. That room is, you know, like I said, it's my highest touch container and I only have room for a few people in that room every 6 months. But these calls, these alignment calls are meant to support your time inside the academy. And I'm not sure how much longer we will be hosting them because as our community grows, right, we won't have time for them. But every month we have a new winner for an opportunity to be hot seat coached by me. And we offer the best affiliate program around. So if you bring a friend, we honor you. It's insane what we are giving our founding members inside this room. And we are closing the doors on April 30th to reassess and realign. So get in now to see if the Alignment Academy is for you. Okay, so let's dive into what it takes to become the leader of ourselves. Now, I believe we are all innate leaders of something, and that all we have to do is to attune into what that something is by unlearning what it is not. And we start unlearning our programming by recognizing where we are allowing our energy to leak. And this topic applies at every stage of the game, okay? So every new level of income and impact will require you to get a grasp on that next level of leadership frequency that you carry inside yourself. So let's start by first recognizing what an energy leak is, Okay, so the definition that I give an energy leak is anything that drains your energy battery, right? Takes your focus or your discipline off what it is that you want, right? And it puts that focus onto something or someone else. And anytime we do this, this causes a delay in our momentum. And anytime we're delayed in our momentum, then it's going to be a lot harder to get back into momentum, right? Momentum is difficult to get going, but once you have it going, it's easy to maintain, right? So I broke down energy leaks in two different categories, all right? We have empowered energy leaks or disempowered energy leaks. So empowered are the ones that you're in control of, right? You know what's going on, you see them happening, you're very aware, and you actually do have say in this kind of leak. Now, the disempowered ones are more of these things that kind of are lying in the subconscious. These are the ones that until we bring them out of our subconscious awareness and into our conscious areas, we don't really have control over them. So an example of an empowered leak is anything that you're choosing to hold space for consciously, okay? So when we're looking around our lives and finding all these different, where are our energy leaks, we want to first look at what we can see. So I want you to take a look around and be radically honest with yourself. Here's another one of these episodes where I'm like, all right, we got to go in. We got to be radically honest. Where are our empowered energy leaks? Meaning which of the things that are going on in our lives that we can see and we can actively choose to change what's going on? So you want to take into consideration your family, your friends, your environments, the work you're doing, the clients you're working with, the content you're consuming, and the food that you are consuming. These are all examples of things that we can control. We literally can choose to say, you know, to your 19-year-old daughter who texts you in the middle of a podcast and says, hey, mom, I blah, 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 need you to do this or that. And choosing to say, she'll be fine until I'm done with the podcast, right? We just have to look to see where do we have things that take up our time, our focus, our discipline, and what can we control about them, right? So examples of disempowered energy leaks are anything that we're holding space for subconsciously. And this is where I love human design and the gene keys here, because we can literally find where our attention and our shadow gets kind of mixed in the loop here of what we're trying to do every day and bring that into our conscious awareness. But some of the things I wrote down are monthly hormones, like our monthly cycles. This has literally been a game changer for me to really know my monthly cycle. We're watching this show, Call the Midwife. I always call it Call the Nursemaid, but it's Call the Midwife, and they call it their monthlies. If they're on their period, it's, these are my monthlies. I'm on my monthlies. But it really does help to see what goes on every week of the month to see how we respond, how we react, how we are triggered, or where our emotional states can be. I also want to remind us all around the astrological energy. Like, these are true energetics that are at play, especially the more we get into the experiment, the more that we are listening to our higher selves and allowing our bodies to guide what we're doing in our lives, we are more sensitive to the astrological energy. And another disempowered leak could be failed payments coming through, or refunds. Suddenly you get hit with refunds, or clients aren't getting the results, right? You're working with clients and suddenly you're saying, like, oh my gosh, they're not getting results. And maybe you're taking that on as something that you are causing. Another example is these sudden external events that need your attention immediately. Like, your kid needs you to take them to the doctor, or you have your own health crisis coming up, like something that just pulls you out of the momentum that you didn't see coming. And you couldn't like put it on your calendar for 2 weeks from Tuesday. This is what's going to happen. Like, these things just come and you're being asked to rise into this next level of how are you going to handle this? How are you going to lead yourself when these things happen? And the thing about running our own businesses is we want to bring as much of the disempowered energy leaks up to our conscious awareness as much as possible, right? And this only happens over tracking, pacing ourselves, really taking a look and evaluating our months, month after month, and coming to a place of recognizing as much as we can how these different things affect us. And it's not like we're trying to outwit it, right? Or we're trying to force it not to happen. But we're coming to these disempowered energy leaks from a place of awareness, of potential possibility. Like as soon as I saw, and this was 4 years ago, this is why I have in the Alignment Academy, where we monitor your income around the full moons and the new moons. But when I became aware of my cycle and the moon and how all of that played into effect of my emotional state of being, it was a complete game changer for everyone over here. That's why anytime we're launching anything, we're always looking at where is mom's monthlies. The work here is in bringing as much of the subconscious to our conscious awareness, okay? So let's start by looking at our empowered examples. So once you have kind of an outline of, all right, this person in my family takes up this kind of time and this, you know, client takes up this kind of time and whatever else you're coming up with, you want to make a decision. This is the most powerful thing you can do. I was telling everybody in the inner circle, like we are given our decision-making power as our way of using our will. So we can will ourselves into empowerment just by saying yes or no. Like, yes, this stays. This is an energy leak that I'm anticipating. I know it's coming. I'm going to prepare for it and I'm handling it. It's part of my life. And I'm not going to consider it really a leak. I'm going to start making this provisions for this. Or no, this is not staying. This is something I cannot be available for. And as we up-level our leadership, we have to really, again, be radically honest with ourselves. What are we choosing and deciding to be available for? And what are we choosing not to? So as you're making these decisions, consider what needs to be in place for you to handle it. Like what needs to be left behind? What are you keeping? And what boundaries might need to be set? And then I don't care what your energy type is, I want you to inform anyone that this affects. So you can inform your team, inform your friends, inform your family, whoever is involved in this. Let everyone know, hey, this is what I am and am not available for. Like my kids know, and I was telling everybody this story. One of the reasons I'm so passionate about this is we can really help our family and our kids become empowered themselves to help themselves. And I'm going to get into that in a minute, but letting everybody around us know what we are available for and what we're not really allows them to set themselves up for success, right? Now, our disempowered leaks, you know, these are external circumstances that require your attention in that moment and really are asking us to move into a higher level of emotional regulation to move through. This is where we want to pay attention to our patterns, right? And one of the things I'll point out is external crisis or external circumstances very rarely come out of the blue. Like if you can look back on your life and say, oh, this thing happened to me and I had no control over it, really, did you not see it happening or could you not see it happening again, right? Like we want to look at and see where are we not paying attention to all the signs and the signals the universe is bringing us that something could go awry. So I always like to start with astrology. That's why we include astrology monthly forecasts in the Alignment Academy, because it's been the biggest game changer in our own business. We pay attention to what's going on and how that relates to me. And again, that comes down to my monthlies, my hormones, my monthly cycle. And I like to keep a monthly cycle journal, as I just write on the top of my page, like where I'm at in my cycle, if it's the first week or the third week, or if I'm anticipating a new moon or a full moon. And I love to recommend paying attention to the moon's sign. So what is the moon sign? Is it in Scorpio? Is it in Capricorn? Is it in Leo? Where is it during your peak symptom states? This is huge for me. I can see it playing out right now. Last year at this time, I had a horrible emotional month the same time last year. It was horrible. And I was worried, like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do the Inner Circle Live event when last year I never cancel calls. Like just, I never get sick. I love what I do. I'm always in alignment. And I had to cancel a call last year. And that was like huge for me. And everyone was like, mom, don't worry. We got it. It's all under control. You can take the day off. And I remember thinking, I can't do that. Like I can't be swept off of my game. And so this year we planned for that. It worked out perfectly. So record your symptoms, record your emotional states. Like, when are you high or low? When do you need extra rest? And when are you noticing, here's a good one, when are you noticing those disempowering thoughts? Like, who am I to do this? How could I ever go on? Whatever those imposter thoughts are coming up, remember to record all of this. Like, you'll start to notice a pattern and you'll start to go, oh, the moon was here, or I was about to start my cycle here. It's so interesting. And keep track too of like what foods and like spiritual practices or rituals really help alleviate any of your emotional states of being. Now, I want to speak to a little bit of this Mercury retrograde, right? Currently we're in one right now, and I have a lot of, you know, I see all the comments online and in the rooms, and it's like, everyone's like, I don't know if it's afraid of the retrograde, but it's almost as if it's like it's sensing like a little bit of a disempowerment around the retrograde, as if the retrograde does something to us. And if we were to look at the retrograde through the lens of we live in a benevolent universe, everything is working for us, then we have to remember, same with retrogrades, all right? So use your Mercury retrograde as a time of catching up, like take this time to really slow yourself down and batten down your hatches, right? This is the time that we are being asked to clean up our messes, MGs. I may or may not have been there a few times. Clean up our messes and dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure everything's in order, so that when we go back in to, you know, a non-retrograde phase, that we are speeding up, right? And we're able to hold that level of impact when we speed up because we have cleaned up, right? Imagine a retrograde being like a pulling back of the bow and arrow, right? The arrow has to be pulled back precisely, slowly, with some tension. And then as it's released, it hits its target super fast, right on target. You know, if we take the time to pace ourselves, slow ourselves down, move with that tension, allow it to work for us, release that bow and watch it land right where you want it to land. So this is not the time to stop taking action. And I see a lot of people slow their action down. That's not what a Mercury retrograde is asking of you. It's not a time to stop or worry. It's a time to take aligned action when you're called. And the action that you continue to take will reveal what details need to be considered. So communication definitely needs to be an area of focus. This is an area that, as you're growing in your business and your leadership skills, you want to refine and rehone. This is a big aspect of what we do inside our rooms. In fact, I've been called to a higher level of communication with this particular retrograde, just really slowing myself down and saying exactly what I need and making sure that what I am saying is actually being heard in the way that I'm saying it. So it's a time to slow down, inform, and be flexible, right? Just release our expectations. Our world moves faster than we do naturally. So this is a time to recoup some of that energy so that we set ourselves up for hitting that target when it releases. And I love to recommend looking at the moon phases, right? The reflectors can teach us so much around what the moons are trying to tell us. So look at, just when you're beginning, just look at, what is the new moon versus the full moon? And what does this typically reveal to you? So is it emotional energy? Is it, you know, opportunity? Is it boundaries needing to be set? I know for me, I have a certain time of the month where I get triggered a little bit more, and then a certain time of the month where the opportunities open themselves up for me. So that is specific to you, and that reveals itself the more you pattern that out. Now let's talk about failed payments, refunds, and clients not getting results, right? So these can be a very disempowering time in our life. We can really, especially as small business owners, we can really let ourselves slide out of momentum when we let ourselves get caught in making this about us. So first thing I want to say, it should be obvious, but in case it's not, you want to set money aside as you're growing your business to hold you, as this is just an expected part of doing business. Like, you're going to need money on the side to float you in times like this. And when you're considering clients not getting results, and if you're one of those people that really takes that to heart and allows that to get into your soul, then just consider what you can do on your end. This is all about moving what we are, you know, is in our subconscious awareness into our conscious awareness. So it's always about, what can I control? So you want to just look at your rooms and decide, what can you do on your end to help, right? And ultimately, if you do everything you can do on your end, it is not your responsibility to get anyone anything, right? That is like one of the core truths that I get from Human Design and the Gene Keys. It's taking radical responsibility for our own thoughts, deeds, actions, beliefs, ways of behaving. We have to show up our best, and that doesn't mean you can do that for someone else. And so these people-pleasing tendencies that we all like to have because we're in the business to help everyone, right? Sometimes you can't do more than what you can do, right? So just look at your end. Where can you clean up your end and set the expectation on your side? And when sudden external events come through and they need your attention immediately, your kid gets sick and you have to take a week out of your business, just know it happens, right? And the work here is not in shaming yourself or berating yourself or forcing yourself. It's really in, again, realizing we live in a benevolent universe. Everything is working for me. How is this working for me? And how am I holding myself through the emotional energy that this event is bringing up? And just go back to your priorities. Who gets your attention and why? And this is where I'll bring up, you know, how we deal with our kids. Like, one of the things I'm so proud of is I remember Chloe got in her first car accident while I was on a client call. And, you know, that was her biggest fear. She was like, Mom, what if I get in a car accident and I get on a car accident in the freeway? Like, I remember when she first started driving and I was like, honey, that's horrible. But anyways, it happened to her. Like, she rear-ended somebody on the freeway and it was a cop, no less. And she's deathly afraid of cops. But after my call, Garrick messaged me and told me, and she came home later that night. And I remember being so proud because she knew what to do in that moment. Like, she did text me and call me. And because I couldn't see the message on my phone, she immediately called her dad and she handled it herself. But it was like this moment that I had prepared my daughter for, of like, here's the first step, here's the second step. If this doesn't work, this is what you do. And her ability to take care of herself when she needed to is a testament to how clean I have raised her to empower herself. It's such a testament what we're able to give our children, our families, as a way of seeing how capable they are, because we are demonstrating capability within ourselves. And all of these things we can keep in check. Like, what are you doing to keep your health in check every day? It's these little things that we hold ourselves to that allow us to step into this higher level of leadership when we're looking to grow and scale. And it happens naturally. Like, I don't have to think about my health because I take extremely good care of my health every single day. It's not just something I do when it starts to act up, right? So what do you need to implement daily, weekly, monthly in order to keep your life, your priorities, your boundaries in check? So let's talk a little bit about boundaries, because this can get pretty sticky, especially as we get going and scaling and growing. Now, one of the things we have to remember as we're stepping into higher levels of our potential is the universe is always going to ask us to get rid of the things that are no longer serving us and that we cannot take to the next level. So one of the things, I'll just give you an example. One of the things that I have had to remove myself from is like my inbox. And that was a really hard thing to do. But when you are looking at where is the visionary's time best spent, it's not in the menial tasks. And it's a hard thing to do. It's not like a fun thing. Like, setting a boundary, I don't know. Really, the solid boundaries are never fun. They're like, oh my gosh, I have to say that thing. I have to do that thing. I have to release that thing. That means I might have to go to bed earlier. That means I might have to, you know, implement this discipline around my health sooner. Like, all of those things are not very comfortable. But the thing you're avoiding setting the boundary around is the thing that will get you to your next level, guaranteed. It's never fun. It's not something we jump up for joy and can't wait to do. It's often the thing we consider very much last on our list, but it is absolutely the thing that will get you to that next level. So that might mean having a conversation. That might mean cleaning up your own discipline and your own focus around certain things. That might mean shutting down the computer at a certain time every day, right? Like, it means we have to hold ourselves to a standard in order to get to the standard we're calling in. So how do we keep going, right? Every one of us will get thrown off of our momentum wheel. And it's happened to me. And yet I haven't missed a podcast. I haven't missed a week of emails. I haven't missed a launch. I haven't missed showing up on my webinars. I haven't missed anything. So how do I do that? My alignment schedule. And my alignment schedule is unlocked inside the Alignment Academy, but I am strict with my alignment schedule. It's second nature to me. And I do exactly what I'm telling you here on this podcast. I literally look around my life and I say, what am I available for and what am I not available for? A huge key component to this is my inner child work. And a lot of the inner child work is inside the paid method, inside the Alignment Academy. Just know that your inner child, the little girl inside of you, wants you to have the life that you want, but only if you're going to give her the attention and support and recognition that she needs so that she can loosen her grip on you and let you go play, right? The two of you get to build this together, but we have to check in with her often. We spent a lot of time in the inner circle, really connecting with this inner version of us and finding out all the ways that she's going to unlock all these doors of opportunity if we just check in for 5 minutes once a day. It's kind of nuts. Another part of this is really knowing that what you are doing is hard, right? And just accepting this is hard. It's okay that it is hard. And how is it okay for it to be hard, right? Like, what does hard even feel like for you? I know hard is perspective. It's different for everyone, but it's in these moments of hard that we really discover how resourceful we are. And then our level one hard, my hard last year, is nowhere near hard this year because I've learned to find out who I am in those moments and allow myself, give myself grace and allow myself to keep going through hard, right? So I want to give you a question to take into your contemplation a little bit further. We really need to hone in on our boundaries. This is key and huge. Like at every income level, every time a client comes to me with something around, okay, it's time for the next level. It's time for this, you know, I want a $20,000 month and I've been stuck at five. We always look at what boundaries do you need to put in place in order to uphold that bigger vision you have for your tomorrow. So it's looking at the yeses and the nos that you have to say today so that you can realize your bigger vision tomorrow. All right. So your action step from this podcast is to really look at your patterns, label your empowered and your disempowered energy leaks, and decide what boundary you need to put into place right here today. And if you're in the Alignment Academy, will you please share with me your boundary? We are all sharing all of our little inside things that are going on inside our businesses, right? Because we don't have to be putting on a show for anybody on Instagram. I'm also kind of liking Threads lately. It kind of feels like the back door of Instagram. I don't know. It feels like the secret room everybody goes to. So I've been digging around there a little bit lately. All right. I hope this was helpful. Just know your next level of leadership is waiting right behind your next boundary, your next decision. And I will see you all next week. Cheers to staying wealthy through alignment. All right, the Alignment Academy is officially open. This is our online private community and resource center where we are bringing you inside the movement that is using human design, the gene keys, and universal law to build our businesses. You'll be able to connect with like-minded women who are all learning how to actually use human design in their business, make more money with authenticity and ease, and achieve higher levels of success and growth, all being made available in the most accessible way on the internet. There's no applications, no calls, and no high-ticket price tag. So here's some information on what you can expect inside. Now, I have put everything I've learned going from 0 to 3 million plus in sales inside the Alignment Academy. So whether you're just getting started or you're in full growth mode, the Alignment Academy has everything you need to bring your human design alignment into your business for more money, more authentically. Now, there's multiple different facets of this. So you have a community element inside of the Academy, which is where all the members hang out. As a private paying members only community of people that are using their human design, grow their business. And then you also have access to our in-depth trainings, over 100 classes in every way that we've used human design to fuel our marketing, our sales, how we make decisions, creating offers, and all that you would need to get to 6 and even 7 figures. Now, also inside of the Alignment Academy, we will be hosting multiple live trainings and coaching sessions that up until now have only been available in my high-ticket coaching programs. I literally cannot express how excited I am for this, because the best part of my world has always been the behind-the-scenes communities where each soul is able to really expand into what is possible through one another. We have something here for everybody. Now, a big factor to us doing this big launch and basically giving everything away is because we are competing in the school games. And if you're not familiar, it is currently the largest competition for online business owners who are competing to build the best communities by the end of April. Now, we're putting our hat in the ring because this is an excellent opportunity to really put using human design for business and wealth building on the map. We need to place in the top 10 amongst hundreds of other businesses. And in order to demonstrate the power of human design, we need your help spreading the word and inviting your friends. And to celebrate this amazing launch, we're giving everyone access to the best affiliate program we've ever seen on the internet or ever launched ourselves. So for every friend that you refer, we will pay you 100% of their first month's payment, and that's up to $222 per person that you refer to the group with no limit. Now, there are more details inside, but this is an awesome opportunity that we really just wanted to include for everyone so that you can start receiving abundance by just simply spreading alignment to more people. Now, this pricing and referral program is good until April 30th, and it works like Audible. Month-to-month access, no commitment, but the longer you stay, the more content you unlock. So click the link in the show notes, check out the community, and join us before enrollment closes, and I will see you on the inside. All right, everybody, until next week, cheers to staying wealthy through alignment.